VICT Consultancy.
Hello, this is Paul Warner of VICT Consultancy. This podcast demonstrates the features of VTurbo for NVDA, a new application from VICT Consultancy. If you already use NVDA, no doubt you will have come to appreciate just how good that screen reader is, even although it's completely free. We're all hoping, of course, that NVAccess continue to improve NVDA with their quarterly releases, and the new add-ons facility enables NVAccess and other developers to plug in, as it were, special features. VTurbo is not actually an NVDA add-on. It's a standalone application which does not use NVDA code or NVDA scripting language. So therefore, it requires its own installation procedure, but it does work seamlessly with NVDA. VTurbo introduces six new really cool features for NVDA. These are application-specific settings, voice profiles, an enhanced say all feature, an ability to read just text, a fast speech dictionary entry facility, and a special smart numlock function, which I'll discuss in more detail later. Now, if at this point you want to rush off and get VTurbo for NVDA, you can find it on the products page at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk, and there's more information on the website from the products page as well as the podcasts page, including the full text of the user guide if you want to read more about it.
Installing and starting VTurbo.
After downloading and extracting the zip file, what you get is a single installation program called VTN Setup, which you should ideally run from your hard drive. You don't have to have NVDA running during the setup procedure, but NVDA must exist on your system or else VTurbo just will not install. The installation program is pretty automatic and it will cope with most configurations, including an installed version of NVDA on your hard drive, a portable version on your hard drive, or a portable version existing on a USB, or any combination of these, so you can actually install VTurbo for more than one version of NVDA all at once. When you're installing VTurbo for an installed version of NVDA on your hard drive, the setup program puts an icon on your desktop called VTurbo for installed NVDA. And if you're installing VTurbo for a portable version on your hard drive, then the icon will be called VTurbo for portable NVDA. If you're installing to a USB version of NVDA, then you don't get an icon, but what you do get is a special file placed on your USB drive so that when you go to the run command on the start menu, you can type in the drive letter followed by NVDA and it will launch NVDA and VTurbo at the same time. The desktop icons can be launched with Ctrl-Alt-T, but you can of course change that to any other hotkey if you wish. If you have both an installed and portable version on your hard drive, then the installed version will be launched with Ctrl-Alt-T and the portable version launched with Ctrl-Alt-1. So at the moment I'm running NVDA without VTurbo. This is the ordinary version of NVDA. I'll press Insert-T to see where we are.
Program Manager.
We're on the desktop at the moment. I'll press V.
VTurbo for installed NVDA 55 or 58.
So that is the icon for VTurbo in relation to the installed version of NVDA on my hard drive. So what I will do now is exit the ordinary version of NVDA that's running at the moment and then launch VTurbo.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit?
So that's gone. Now, Ctrl-Alt-T.
Inbox-local folders-Mozilla Thunderbird.
NVDA launches, but this time VTurbo has launched with it. The features of VTurbo are available from its own menu, which you can access at any time by pressing Ctrl, Windows key, Alt, and N. That's N for NVDA.
Context menu.
Now let's just arrow down the menu so you can see what's here.
Save application settings as. Save current application settings as default A. Create a voice profile C. Load the voice profile submenu V. Read just text R. Fast dictionary entry submenu F. VTurbo settings submenu T. Help submenu H. Save application settings S.
So the VTurbo menu operates the same way that any shortcut menu would operate. For example, if you were to right-click on something by using the applications key. And you can dismiss the menu by pressing the escape key.
Inbox-local-folders-mozilla-thunderbird.
Application-specific settings.
As you know, you can change your settings in NVDA at any time by going to the NVDA menu and choosing Save Configuration, or you can press the keystroke Control Insert and C. But if you need a specific set of NVDA settings for a specific application, you need to do that manually as you go between the different applications, and that can be a bit of a nuisance. What you can do in VTurbo, though, is to save a complete set of NVDA settings for each application and have them load automatically whenever you switch between applications or when you launch the intended application. And I'll show you how to do that. I have a blank document open in Microsoft Word.
Document 1-Microsoft Word, non-commercial use.
And I'm using NVDA with the eSpeak speech synthesizer. I'm going to change that by going to the synthesizer dialog.
Synthesizer dialog, synthesizer colon, combo box eSpeak, Microsoft Speech API version 4. Document 1-Microsoft Word, non-commercial use. Document 1-Microsoft Word.
And that gives me access to Eloquence, which is on my system. So I now wish to configure the keyboard echo. I want it to speak words as I type.
Speak type words on.
And I don't want it to speak characters.
Speak type characters off.
I'll check the amount of punctuation that is read.
Symbol level none. Symbol level some. Symbol level most. Symbol level all.
And I'll go to the NVDA menu.
NVDA menu.
And go to general the settings, document dot, dot, formatting preferences.
Document formatting dialog. Announce formatting changes after the cursor left parent can cause a lag. Right parent checkbox not checked. Checked. Record font name checkbox not checked. Alt plus checked. Record font size checkbox not checked. Alt plus checked. Record font attributes checkbox not checked. Alt plus D. Checked. Record alignment checkbox not checked. Alt plus A. Document 1-Microsoft Word, non-commercial use.
Now, getting NVDA to report these different font attributes is handy when proofreading. So let's say that that is what I wanted to have for Microsoft Word. How do I save those settings? Well, I go to the VTurbo menu by pressing Control, Windows key, Alt, and N.
Context menu. Save application settings as.
I'll press Enter.
Configuration saved.
Save application settings is the first item on the VTurbo menu. So I'm going to switch to Google Chrome.
Springboard icon 2 of 6, inbox-local-folders-downloads, icon 4 of newsbar, herald-google-untitled-notepad.doc, springboard icon 2 of 6, inbox-local-folders-downloads, icon 4 of newsbar, herald-google-chrome, newsbar, herald-google-document, list. Google Chrome.
And it switches back to eSpeak with my default settings. I'm just going to show you, I'm going to go back to the document formatting settings dialog.
NVDA menu. General settings. Document formatting dialog. Announce formatting changes after the cursor left parent can cause a lag. Right parent checkbox not checked. Report font name checkbox not checked. Alt report font size checkbox not checked.
So all the settings that we had ticked for Microsoft Word are no longer applicable in Chrome. I'll exit out of that.
Google Chrome. News.
And I'll switch back to Word.
Document 1-microdocument. Configuration applied.
And automatically switches to the settings for Word. Now I'm going to switch to Notepad and assign some settings for that.
Newsbar, Herald, Scott, Springboard, icon 3 of 10, inbox-local-folds, downloads, icon 5 of 6, untitled-notepad, icon 6 of 6. Configuration of blend. Untitled-notepad.
And we get the default settings. This time I'm going to change the speech synthesizer to the Nuance vocalizer voices that I have on my system here. So I'll go to the synthesizer dialog.
Synthesizer dialog. Synthesizer Nuance vocalizer 5.5.
Untitled-notepad. And that's the Arabic voice, which I have installed here for some reason. I'm going to change that. Go to the voice dialog.
Settings. Daniel-English left parent untitled-notepad.
And I've pressed enter. So now I have Daniel. This time I want to echo characters.
Speak typed characters off. Speak typed characters on. Speak typed words on. Speak typed words off.
Punctuation.
Symbol level none. Symbol level sum.
I think I'll have it on sum. And I'll speed up Daniel a bit.
Rate 55. Rate 60. RAID 65. RAID 60.
Okay. So that's what we want for Notepad, and now I'll save those settings by going back to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu.
Down arrow.
Save application settings S. Our configuration saved.
There we are. And now if I switch...
Document 1 Microsoft. Document 1...
Configuration applied.
We get Eloquence. I go to Chrome.
Untitled newsbar arrow Scotland dash Google Chrome. Google Chrome.
Configuration applied.
That's the default settings. And now I go back to Notepad.
Document 1 dash Microsoft Word untitled dash Notepad untitled. Configuration applied.
So that's a handy way of saving a complete set of NVDA settings for each application. I'm going to go back to Google Chrome.
News Herald Scotland Google Chrome. Google Chrome. Configuration applied.
And we have our eSpeak synthesizer. But let's say, for example, we didn't want to have eSpeak as the default synthesizer, and that in fact I wanted to copy the settings for Notepad. Well, that's quite easy to do in VTurbo. I'll switch back to Notepad first of all.
Untitled-note. Configuration applied.
Now, I want to save all the settings I have for Notepad as my default. So I go back to the VTurbo menu with Control Windows Key Alt and N.
Context menu.
Down arrow.
Save application settings S. Save current application settings as defaulter. Our configuration saved.
Okay. And now I'll switch back to Chrome.
News Herald Scotland Google. Configuration applied.
If I switch to any application or other part of Windows which I have not configured a specific application settings file for, then the default will always be the Daniel voice. Let's try that out. I'll go to Windows Explorer.
Untitled Notepad icon 2 of 6. Document 1 Microsoft Word. Springboard icon 4 of 6.
That happens to be a folder in Windows Explorer, so I'll release Alt-Tab.
Springboard. Folder view list. VTN setup exe.
And it continues with Daniel. If I go back to Notepad, I should still have Daniel.
News Herald Scotland. Untitled Notepad icon. Untitled Note. Configuration applied.
But it says configuration applied because it is still loading up the settings for Notepad, although they sound similar to the default setting. Again, I can switch to Word.
Springboard icon to News Herald Scotland Google Document 1 Micros Document.
Configuration applied.
And it goes back to Eloquence. The next cool feature in VTurbo is that you can apply the settings that you've created for one application to another. So let's do that. I'm going to switch to my email client, which is Mozilla Thunderbird.
Untitled dash notepad icon springboard icon 3 of newsbar arrow Scotland inbox dash local folders dash Mozilla Thunderbird icon.
Configuration applied.
And I get the default settings, which is, of course, Daniel now. But let's say I wanted Eloquence from the Microsoft Word settings to apply to Thunderbird. In that case, I don't need to manually recreate those settings. I can simply load them from the menu. So I'll go back to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Save application settings. Save current applic. Create a voice. Load a voice profile. Read just fast diction. VTurbo. Help submenu H. Load application settings. Submenu L.
Now, before we create any application specific settings, the load application settings item does not appear on the VTurbo menu. But since we have done that for both Word and for Notepad, now we have this option which appears at the foot of the menu, load application settings, and it's a submenu. So I'll hit the right arrow.
Default D.
And we can load in the default at any time.
WinWord W.
We have WinWord, which is Microsoft Word.
Notepad N.
And Notepad. But we want the one for Word, so I'll go back up to WinWord.
WinWord W.
And hit Enter.
Configuration applied.
And now we have the settings which we had for Word now applying to Thunderbird, which is the application with focus, and I'll do Insert T to confirm that.
Inbox dash local folders dash Mozilla Thunderbird.
Now, if we wanted to save those settings for Thunderbird, then we simply go back to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Save application settings S.
And save
Inbox
application
dash local
settings.
Folders dash Mozilla Thunderbird. Table bug of vocalizer Rui phone to 0.
And now we can switch back to Notepad.
Document 1 dash Microsoft Word non dash untitled dash notepad icon 3 of.
Configuration applied.
And we get that settings, and then we can go back to Thunderbird.
Inbox local folders mods. Inbox.
Configuration.
Which we get Eloquence, which was what we had copied. Now let's say, for example, we didn't want the Notepad settings anymore. We wanted to delete them. How would you do that? Well, you go back to VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Delete application settings file submenu D. Delete application settings file menu. WinWord W. Notepad N.
There we have found the notepad settings on the Delete Application Settings submenu. I'll press Enter.
VTurbo for NVDA dialog, are you sure you wish to delete the notepad application settings file question? Yes, but no, plus why? Inbox dash local folders dash Mozilla Thunderbird. Table bug of vocalizer Rui phone 01/08/2012. Untitled dash notepad. Untitled dash notepad.
Configuration applied.
Now, it's still loading up the Daniel voice, but this time it's loading up the Daniel voice as being the default settings. And if we go back to the VTurbo menu,
context menu, delete and load application settings submenu L,
we can see what settings files are available to us now.
Default D.
There's the default.
Thunderbird D.
Thunderbird.
Winward W.
Winward.
Default D.
But the notepad settings file has now gone. So it is in the load application settings menu item that you will find a list of the application settings files that you've created.
Voice profiles.
We have seen how VTurbo allows you to save settings for individual applications, and those settings will be the whole range of settings available to NVDA, including keyboard echo, reading punctuation, voice, the synthesizer, the output to your sound card, braille settings, and document formatting, and everything that's on the preferences menu of NVDA. But what if you just want to change the voice without changing everything else? The new voice profiles feature in VTurbo allows you to do this, and I'll demonstrate that now.
Untitled Notepad.
I'm in Notepad at the moment, and this is using the default settings file that we applied earlier on, and it's using the Daniel voice. But let's say I just wanted to save the Daniel voice with no punctuation as a voice profile. First of all, I'm going to check the punctuation.
Symbol level most. Symbol level all. Symbol level none.
Okay. Symbol level none. I want to create a voice profile and call it Daniel, so I will go to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Save application settings S. Load application settings submenu. Delete application settings file submenu D.
Now, as I go down the menu, you will hear that the access keys are being announced by NVDA here, so that instead of having to arrow down or up the menu, as the case may be, you can simply press the key, the letter which corresponds to the particular menu item.
Save current application set. Create a voice profile C.
And the letter C is the key to press for creating a voice profile.
And VTurbo for NVDA dialog voice profile name. Edit. Blank.
So, you've got a simple box to type in the name of the voice profile. I'll call it Daniel.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Press Enter.
Untitled Notepad. Configuration saved. Okay. Edit multi-line.
I'm going to set up another voice profile. This time is for the Scottish voice Fiona. And that's available from the Nuance Vocalizer speech synthesizer as well. So I'll go to the voice dialog for that.
Voice settings dialog. Voice. Combo box Daniel English United Kingdom.
F. Fiona Scottish English.
Right, she's a bit fast at the moment, so I'm going to slow her down.
Variant. Combo box premium high collapsed onto. Rate. Slider 60 alt R. 59.
I'll press enter.
Untitled notepad. Edit multiline. Blank.
And I'll save Fiona as a voice profile. So this time I'm just going to go to the VTurbo menu by pressing Control Windows key Alt N followed by the letter C.
Context menu. VTurbo for NVDA dialog voice profile name blank.
Fiona.
Fiona. Untitled notepad. Edit multiline blank.
I also have a couple of Ivona voices installed, and I'm going to create voice profiles for them too. Firstly, I'll need to go to the synthesizer dialog.
Synthesizer dialog. Synthesizer. eSpeak. Microsoft Speech API version 5.
That's in SAPI 5.
Untitled Notepad. Edit multi-line.
Now to the voices.
Voice settings dialog.
Ivona to Emma British English female voice 20 to KHZ. Untitled Notepad. Edit multi-line. Blank.
So now I have changed to Ivona Emma, and let's say I wanted to change the punctuation, for example.
Symbol level sum.
I'll change that to none.
Blank, blank. Symbol level most. Symbol level none.
I'll speed her up a bit.
Rate 55. Rate 60.
I'll save that as a voice profile with the name Emma by going to the VTurbo menu and typing C.
Context menu. VTurbo for NV.
Emma.
A.
Enter.
Untitled notepad. Edit multi-line. Blank. Configuration saved.
Right. And at any time, and any application, let's say, for example, I switch to Chrome again.
Inbox local. Document 1. Springboard icon. News Herald Scotland. List with 3.
No.
Google Chrome.
So I'm now in Google Chrome with the Emma voice profile loaded. And if I want to load a voice profile, I go back to VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Save applications. Load app. Delete app. Save current application. Create a voice profile. Load a voice profile submenu V.
Load a voice profile is a submenu, and I'll write arrow.
Default D.
There's the default.
Daniel D. Fiona F. Emma E.
And as you can see, the voice profiles that I've created are now appearing on the submenu.
Default D. Daniel D.
I press enter on Daniel.
Google Chrome. News Herald Scott.
Configuration applied.
And I've got Daniel.
Out of list edit. Button sir.
Back again.
Context menu.
This time I'll press the letter V because that's the access key for loading a voice profile.
Default D. Daniel D. Fiona F. Google Chrome. News Herald Scott.
Configuration applied.
And that's Fiona loaded. And now back to Emma.
Context menu. Default D. Google Chrome. News Herald.
Configuration applied.
And so it's quite easy. No matter what application you are in, you can change the voice profile that you've created. If you make any changes to the voice profile, let's say, for example, I was to speed the Emma voice up quite a bit.
Rate 65. Rate 70. Rate 75.
I can save those changes to the voice profile by going to the menu, VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Create a voice profile C. Load a voice. Read just text R. Fast diction. VTurbo setting. Help submenu. Delete voice profile submenu P.
We can delete the voice profile.
Update current voice profile U.
But here we want to update the current voice profile in order to save those changes.
News Herald Scotland document. Button search. Configuration saved.
Okay. So I will now change the voice profile again.
Context menu. Default D.
I'm going to load up default.
Google Chrome. News Herald Scotland doc.
Configuration applied.
Which is eSpeak. I'm going to go back to Emma.
See context menu default DE. Google Chrome. News Herald Scotland document.
Configuration applied.
And as you can hear, it's at the fastest setting. I'm going to go back to VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Update current. Delete voice profile submenu P.
I'm going to go to that menu.
Daniel D.
And let's delete Daniel.
VTurbo for NVDA dialogue. Are you sure you wish to delete the Daniel voice profile? Yes button Alt Y. Google Chrome. News Herald Scotland document. Buttons.
So go back to VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Save application settings S.
And go to the load a voice profile.
Default D. Emma E. Fiona F. Default D.
You will see that Daniel has now disappeared. Now, an excellent use for the voice profiles facility in VTurbo is to switch between different languages. Now, NVDA has the ability to detect languages where such is available from websites and PDF documents, for example. But if you are relying on a particular language voice from a particular speech synthesizer, then that change will not always be automatic. But you can assign a language to a voice profile, and I'll show you how to do that. At the moment, I'm in the default settings file, which is the Daniel voice at the moment.
Google Chrome.
In Google Chrome, I'm going to change this to French because I'm...
Suvez Nos Facebook, Twitter, Link, Google. Lingua Suvez Nos newsletters.
Now, Daniel is making a bit of a mess of pronouncing French because the page that is currently in view is the front page of Le Monde newspaper. So I'm going to change the voice to the Thomas voice from the Nuance vocalizer range.
Voice settings dialogue. Voice. Combo box Daniel English United Kingdom collapsed Alt V.
T. Thomas French France. Google Chrome. Le Monde.fr actualité à la une document. Link Rosvenone Wesley.
And make sure the punctuation is none.
Symbol level must. Symbol level all. Symbol level none.
None. So I'm going to save this as a voice profile by going to the menu and pressing C.
Context menu. C. Google V Turbo for NVDA Dialog Voice Profile Name.
Et and the voice profile name will be Thomas.
H-O-M-A-S. Space. Dash. Space. F-R-E-N-C-H. Google Chrome. Configuration Served. Le monde et faire actualité à la une de Q.
I can load in an English voice profile.
Context menu. Default D. M-A-E. Fiona F. Google Chrome. Le monde et faire actualité à la une.
Configuration applied.
Now, I'll go back to the voice profile menu to load
context
the French.
Menu. Default D. M-E. Fiona F. Thomas French T.
I called it Thomas French, just to remind me that that's the French voice. So press enter.
Google Chrome. Le monde.
Configuration applied. Link Monde Academy. Identifiez-vous. Monde Academy Link.
So you can see that the voice profile facility will be incredibly useful so that you have quick access to your favorite voices with their accompanying voice settings such as speed, pitch and punctuation.
Enhanced Say All.
Now we're currently in Google Chrome. I have the front page, as it were, of the Sunday Herald newspaper, which is a newspaper produced in Glasgow here. This podcast is being recorded on Sunday, the 19th of August. And I'm going to use Say All, and this is in NVDA without VTurbo. And I'm going to use Insert and Down Arrow to do a Say All from the top of the screen.
Heading level 3 Edinburgh, heading level 3 13.3C, link change location, link
graphic. If I want to jump to the first heading, I type a letter H.
Out of list, news visited, link news, heading level 1.
I've jumped to the heading, but Say All has stopped, and I can now press H.
Opinion, heading level 1.
Goes to the next heading, and if I wanted to do Say All, I would then do Insert Down Arrow again.
Heading level 1, opinion, list with two items, link so long. Partners, Linky and Bell, link smoking gills. But whose life is it anyway?
And I'll stop that by pressing Control and go back to the top of the screen.
Out of list, heading level 3.
I'm going to close this version of NVDA.
Exit NVDA.
And then launch the version of NVDA with VTurbo by Control-Alt-T.
News visited, link news, heading level 1, news.
I'll slow Emma down just a little.
Rate 70. Rate 65. Rate 60. Out of list.
This time I will be doing a Say All, but using a special hotkey introduced by VTurbo. This is Windows key J.
Heading level 3 Edinburgh. Heading level 3 13.3C.
And I'm going to press H.
Link change look. Heading level 1 visited, link news. List with three items, link mother of victim is tortured T. Link mother of victim is tortured to the end. Serial killer Ian Brady
press
claimed
H again.
His final heading level 1 opinion. List with two items, link so long. Partners, link Ian Bell, link.
And as you can see, the Say All is not being interrupted. The enhanced Say All feature in VTurbo allows you to continue reading even although you're pressing H or K or V or whatever the access key is in a web page, and the Say All will not be interrupted. Not only that, though, I'll press Windows key J again.
Out of list. List with two items.
You
link
can press
smoking,
the up
kills.
And down arrows
but whose
to
life
go
is
up
it anyway?
And down
link
lines.
Link. Link Scott's fight to save her child. Link Scott's fight to the 19th of August 2012. The 19th of August 2012. Serial killer
rewinds.
Ian Brady claimed his final victim yesterday as the mother of...
Now, Windows key J has been specified as a hotkey for this special enhanced Say All feature, since it is actually quite easy to access, particularly if you're using NVDA on a laptop where the insert key might be stuck away in a corner somewhere, or sometimes even the arrow keys aren't that easy to get to. But you will be able to press Windows key J, which of course is one of the home keys with a raised button on it, very, very easily indeed. And the enhanced Say All feature will automatically be there when you use that hotkey.
Read just text.
To demonstrate the read just text facility of VTurbo for NVDA, I have loaded up the Wikipedia article on Barack Obama. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to let it go into Say All. I'm using the enhanced Say All mode using Windows key J.
Heading level 2, early life and career. Main article. Link: early life and career of Barack Obama. Obama was born on the 4th of August, 1961, at Kapiolani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital, now link Kapiolani Link Medical Center for Women and Children in Honolulu, Hawaii. Link to link 4, link 5, and is the first president to have been born in Hawaii. Link 6, his mother, Link Stanley and Unum, was born in Link, Wichita, Kansas, and was of mostly English.
I'm going to stop it there and go back to...
early life and career heading level.
That heading. List. I'm going to read it again, but this time with the Read Just Text facility, because when you're reading an article on the internet, NVDA by default will read out the various attributes of the landmarks, the links, the headings, and so forth. And sometimes it is nice just to be able to read the text without all of that information. Now, you can go to the NVDA settings menu and take out all of that, whether it's punctuation or from the document's formatting, preferences screen, where you can take out reference to links and headers and so forth. But there's a very quick way of doing that with VTurbo, and that's Read Just Text. So we'll go to the VTurbo menu with Control Windows key Alt and N.
Context menu. Save applications. Load application. Delete application. Save current app. Create a voice pro. Load a voice profile. Delete voice pro. Read just text R.
Read just text, or just the letter R. And that's the one we want, so I'll press enter.
Barack Obama Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia Windows Internet Explorer.
And now if I do say all.
Barack Obama Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Main article, early life and career of Barack Obama. Obama was born on the 4th of August, 1961, at Kapiolani Maternity Gynecological Hospital, now Kapiolani Medical Center for Women and Children in Honolulu, Hawaii, 245, and is the first president to have been born in Hawaii. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, his father, Barack Obama, Sr.
Okay, I'll just stop it there. And as you could hear, there is no announcement of link this and link that. So Read Just Text has completely taken that away. If I go back to the VTurbo menu...
context menu. Delete voice pro. Read Just Text checked R.
You will see that there's a check mark against Read Just Text. And I'll press enter to go back to normal.
Configuration applied. Obama was born on the 4th of August, 1961, at Kapiolani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital, now link Kapiolani. Link Medical Center for Women and...
and as you can hear, it is again reading out the links and heading information. The Read Just Text facility is not just available in Say All mode or enhanced Say All mode. It will apply whatever you're doing. So even if you're just arrowing up and down a page, you will notice the difference whether Read Just Text is on or off. The Read Just Text facility temporarily saves whatever settings are applicable at the time, clears them, and just reads the text that's there. But when you turn Read Just Text off, it will reinstate whatever settings were applied before. So, for example, in our Microsoft Word setup, where I had set up the document formatting to announce font information, this would not be read out while Read Just Text is turned on, but it would be reinstated when Read Just Text is turned off.
Fast dictionary entry.
NVDA, like other screen readers, has a speech dictionary function where you can go to the menus and put in new pronunciations of words which it mispronounces. For example, let's choose something here from the Reuters homepage.
11:22 AM BST. Heading level 2, link Ecuador rallies Latin America in essence battle with UK.
Okay,
UK.
Let's extend the pronunciation of UK to United Kingdom. So what I'll do here is I'll go to the NVDA menu with insert and N.
NVDA menu.
And then P for preferences.
General settings, G.
D for dictionary.
Default dictionary, D.
D for default dictionary.
Default dictionary dialog. Dictionary entries list Alt D.
Now I'm in the list, so I need to tab.
Add button Alt A.
Or hit Alt A to press the add button. Hit enter on the add button.
Add dictionary entry dialog. Pattern edit Alt D blend.
And then I'll type in UK.
UK.
And then tab.
Replacement edit Alt R. Blend.
And then type in United Kingdom.
U-N-I-T-E-D space K-I-N-G-D-O-M.
And press enter.
Default dictionary dialog. Add button all day. Dictionary entries list pattern.
And to save that, I'll need to tab to the OK button and then press enter.
Add button all day. Edit button all D. Remove button all OK button. Google Chrome. Top news headlines for today. Reuters document heading level 2. Link Ecuador rallies Latin America in Assange battle with the United Kingdom.
And there we are. It's saying United Kingdom instead of UK. If you have a series of words that you wish to add to a speech dictionary within NVDA, that process can be a little tedious, having to go to the menus all the time. Although when you finish putting in a replacement, you'll be returned to the main dictionary screen where you can press the Add button again. But in a particular NVDA session, you're going to be coming in and out of the menus. And what VTurbo does is to introduce a new function called Fast Dictionary Entry. And I'll demonstrate that just now. Let's find another word that we need to alter.
11:22 AM BST. Syria's Assad makes rare appearance for Eid prayers. Link video. Syria's Assad makes rare appearance for Eid prayers. Heading level 2.
Now, it talks about Eid prayers, and that's the Muslim festival of Eid. So it's mispronouncing the word Eid. So I'm going to go to that.
Out of graphic, out of link, linkist, makes rare appearance for Eid prayers. Out of link, Eid.
And I'm going to press a hotkey here. A VTurbo hotkey, control Windows key, Alt and D for dictionary.
Default pattern edit focus Alt P, ID, E, ID.
And it's going straight into the add dictionary entry dialog. And it has copied the word that the cursor was on straight into the
pattern edit focus Alt P, ID.
The pattern box. I'll press insert tab and you will hear it.
Pattern edit focus Alt P, ID. Replacement edit alt R.
I'm going to type ED.
E-E-D.
And press OK.
Default dictionary dialog. Dictionary entries list alt D. Pattern. ID. Replacement. ED. Case.
Now we are in the default dictionary dialog. And instead of having to tab to the OK button, I can hit just control enter.
Okay. Google Chrome. Top news headlines for today, Reuters.
And wherever you are in the dictionary dialog, pressing control enter or control space will activate the OK button. So it's very, very quick to get to the box to type in your replacement and then to get back out of it onto your document. Let's do this again with something else.
Out of list, top news headlines, heading level 1. Sudan plane crash kills up to 31, including Minister Link. Sudan plane crash kills up to 30. Plane. Crash. Plane.
Now, I'm not going to change the word plane here, but I'll just press Control Windows key Alt and D.
NVDA default pattern edit focus Alt P. Plane PLNE.
And it's actually spelling out the word plane as well. And all I would do if I was happy with that is to press Tab to go to Replacement.
Replacement edit Alt R.
And I would type the replacement in there, hit OK, and then if I wanted to come out of the dictionary dialog, I would then press Control and Enter.
Default dictionary dialog. Google Chrome.
Now, with a number of different synthesizers and voices on your system, sometimes you need to change the pronunciation for one voice or one synthesizer, but not for others. NVDA allows you to set up different speech dictionaries. There is, of course, the default one. There's one called voice and one called temporary. Fast dictionary entry in VTurbo allows you to choose which dictionary the fast dictionary entry will operate on in the course of your current NVDA session, and you choose that from the VTurbo menu, which I'll activate with Control Windows key Alt and N.
Context menu. Save applic, load applic, delete applic, save current app, create a voice profile, C, load a voice profile, delete voice profile, read just text, a fast dictionary entry submenu F.
I'll press the right arrow.
Default D.
And I can choose from default.
Voice B.
Voice.
Temporary T.
Or temporary.
Default D. Voice B.
This time I'm going to choose voice.
Google Chrome. Top news headlines for today, Reuters.
So it means that if I,
Assange to speak from Ecuador Embassy and Diplomat. 2. Assange.
I'm now, the cursor's now anywhere within SS. The word Assange, so I'm going to press Control, Windows key, Alt and D again.
NVD. Voice. Pattern edit focus. Alt P. Assange. SSNGE.
And the word Assange is now in the pattern field of the add dictionary entry. But let's say at this point you have forgotten which dictionary is active at the moment. Well, if you do insert and T to find out the window title,
add voice dictionary entry.
It says add voice dictionary entry. Normally, All that NVDA would tell you is add dictionary entry. What VTurbo does is to insert the name of the currently active dictionary in the add dictionary entry dialog, so you always know where you are. I'll escape out of that.
Voice dictionary C, Google Chrome, tab.
As we have heard, when you activate the fast dictionary entry function with Control, Windows key, Alt and D, the words currently under the cursor will get copied automatically and pasted into the pattern field of the add dictionary entry dialog. But if you wanted to copy some more text, several words, and paste that into the pattern field, you can still do that.
Smart NumLock.
Perhaps the best way of demonstrating the Smart NumLock feature of VTurbo is to fire up the Windows calculator, which I will do now, but this time in NVDA without VTurbo.
Calculator dialog display 0 dot. Display at red only 0 dot.
Right. I'm going to turn the NumLock on and start a calculation.
NumLock on.
I'll type 55. Now I've realized that my NVDA is set to echo words as I type and not characters, but it's a lot better in calculator to have it echo characters. So I'm going to come out of NumLock.
NumLock off.
So I can use the insert here to press insert and 2.
Speak type characters on. Speak type words on. Speak type words off.
So now when I go back to the numpad,
NumLock on.
I've got 5 in there already. I'll hit another 5.
5.
Now it's echoing the keyboard press. And I will add to that 555 plus 60.
60. 615.
615 is the answer. Okay, let's imagine that I'm interrupted. I go away out of the room, I receive a phone call, I'm away from the PC and I come back. And I want to check out where I am. So what do? I do an insert T using the numpad insert.
Zero dot.
I've just realized that NumLock is on and that I may have done something to the calculation. So I'll press NumLock off.
NumLock off.
And then insert tab.
Display at red only focused. Zero dot.
And I've got rid of my result, which I didn't want to do. Now, if that were the case in Notepad,
untitled dash notepad icon, untitled dash notepad,
and I press NumLock on,
NumLock on,
and let's say I was away from my computer or just finished a phone call, I didn't know where I was, so I hit insert and T.
Zero T.
I end up
T zero
having typed zero T. Now that can be a pain in the neck, especially if you have been entering data in Excel, because you could well inadvertently replace the data. Okay, let's shut down.
NumLock off.
Let's shut down the normal version of NVDA without VTurbo.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA?
And I'll start up NVDA with VTurbo.
Untitled dash notepad. Edit multi-line 0T.
I'm going to delete that.
Calculator icon.
And
untitled dash notepad. Edit multi-line 0T.
Back to where I was. This time I'm going to start up Windows Calculator.
Calculator dialog display 0 dot. Display edit red only 0 dot. Speak type characters on. Speak type characters off.
I'll press NumLock to turn it on.
NumLock on.
And I'll press 55. At this point again, I realize that I should be echoing characters, so I'll turn NumLock off.
NumLock off.
Insert, numpad insert and 2.
Speak type characters on. Speak type words off.
Okay. And then I think, I wish I could have this done automatically every time I'm in calculator. Well, I'll save the application settings.
Context menu, save application settings. Configuration saved.
So every time that I switch to calculator or launch calculator, I will automatically have the characters echoed. So when I press a digit on the numpad or on the long number key row, I will immediately get that announcement. Turn NumLock back on again to complete the calculation.
NumLock on.
Hit the third 5.
5. Display at red only 555 dot.
And then plus. And then 60.
6. 0. 615 dot.
Okay. I go away from the computer and come back to it, forgetting that NumLock is on, and I press NumPad, what I think is NumPad insert, and T while NumLock is still on.
Calculator. NumLock off.
It says calculator, which is what I expected to hear, and then it said NumLock off. It has automatically switched off the NumLock key. Let's do that again, this time in Notepad.
Untitled-Notepad.
Configuration applied.
And remember, I have a default setting, so Daniel is now in Notepad here. I will turn NumLock on.
NumLock on.
And I will use the NumPad insert, which is the key 0, and T.
Untitled Notepad. NumLock off.
So what happens is there, the voice has read out the title of the program as expected, and then has switched NumLock off. Smart NumLock also deals with insert and tab when you press NumPad insert when NumLock is on. So the Smart NumLock feature is a very cool feature in that it will avoid an awful lot of niggles caused by the inadvertent use of the NumPad insert key when NumLock is already on.
How to get VTurbo for NVDA.
So there you have six great new features for NVDA provided by VTurbo. Now, I personally hope that NVDA will continue to improve and even incorporate these features as part of the main program in due course. But if you want those functions right now, then you can go straight to www.vict-consultancy.co.uk and follow the link to the products page where you can purchase VTurbo for only £2.99. Now, that's less than $5, which is really marginal these days, isn't it? If you want to send me any comments about VTurbo, then you can by sending an email to me, Paul Warner, at my address, which is paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. And I'm sure that your experience with NVDA will be so much easier using VTurbo. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.